hours. All right, we're going to talk all about the Browns and their big game tonight, first preseason game. Shedeur Sanders is going to start. Chris Rose is going to play-by-play on the Browns preseason television network. And, of course, all those games are on NFL Network as well. And if he does John Boy Media stuff. He does a ton of stuff. So, and, of course, he is the pride of Shaker Heights and University School. Chris Ostenheimer from the Chronicle-Telegram was just with us. And if you missed any of that interview, go to the Odyssey app. You can check it out and hear what he had to say.
Dan. Also, 20 minutes, the latest from Daryl Ryder.
Oh, Daryl Ryder. That's right. Yep. I got to write that down. Daryl Ryder coming up at, what, 12:40?
Yep.
12:40.
Get the latest of what's going on with the Browns and all that good stuff. It's going to be a fun one. This weekend series is going to be fun, too, by the way, for the Guards.
I think so, too. Also, I want to remind you, 1:40 today, we will do quick predicts. Tell us the score of tonight's game and then give us the headline for tomorrow or Monday morning. So it doesn't really matter. Just give us the next day's headline, which would be tomorrow. I don't know how you give a score for a preseason game. I think the headline's way more fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just pick two random numbers because, as we all know, you know, the points don't matter.
Ready?
It's just how everybody looks.
Sanders sizzles in primetime.
See, now if you listen closely, you could probably hear a whole bunch of people scratching one out off of the piece of paper that they had in front of them, having to start over from scratch.
Who else? Do you think anybody else that has that one? Sanders sizzles in primetime.
I mean, or you could quick turn it into Sampson. You know, you started with an S.
Well, that's true. It's got to be a primetime. Not ready for primetime, ready for primetime. Sanders proves he's ready for primetime. Sanders a not ready for primetime player. Can't you see that?
I can see it. I can see it.
All right, so we'll do that a little bit later in the show.
I just hope you take it away from people who thought of that before you.
Oh, that we have some unbelievably creative folks that listen to us. And
poor Myra Velbert isn't going to know what to do. The I guy is going to be all...
We got to hope that they're even around. I mean, we got to shake the tree a little bit to make sure everyone knows what's going on.
That's good point.
I mean, yes, you would assume during a regular season game that we'd be doing quick predicts. If it is an epic failure, though, we will not do quick predicts for the rest of the preseason. Just so you know that. How many times have we sat here... And by the way, does Jeff hate quick predicts? Let's be honest.
I don't think he hates it. I just
there's
think
other segments we do that sometimes I see him and he just kind of rolls his eyes and he's like, oh, all right, I'll let the kids be kids.
I you know what? I wonder if some of it is that. I think some of it is that the Phelps brain can't compute the nonsense.
How do you think he feels about Browns Therapy Monday?
I think he is somewhat for it. And then he is also, again, the Phelps brain cannot compute.
Maybe is it just that it's been labeled or just that he doesn't understand that it is now an almost decade and a half tradition in Northeast Ohio. Like I know that I've been on shows across the country and he's like, do you guys still do Browns Therapy Monday? I said, have the Browns won the Super Bowl yet? And they'll be like, no. I'll be like, then we are still doing Browns Therapy Monday.
That's the bar. We leave therapy after the Super Bowl.
And then I have to explain like I do to everybody, like, I don't understand why people think therapy is a bad thing. It drives me nuts. Such a bad stereotypical thing. Again, when the Browns win,
you're 100% right there.
We ask people to get it off your chest. If you feel great about the team, you know what? Let everybody know you feel great about the team. If you're upset about the fact that they couldn't get a play in on time or they had a ton of pre-snap penalties or you hated a call and you want to get that off your chest, okay, well, get it off your chest. It's therapy. Therapy. Like I think we all feel better when we get stuff off our chest. Or get cash in the bank. Either one of those.
I was just about to respond.
Those
with
two
that
things are. I think cash in the bank is a little bit better. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to do a little
magical
bit of that.
Magical grand showing up makes life a lot better.
All right.
Heck, magical $10 showing up makes life a lot better.
That's true. Can you get me up to speed too? If you want to call in, you're more than welcome. 216-474-0092. Daryl Ryder is going to join us here in just a little bit. I kind of need like a tinge of a break from the Browns right now.
Yeah.
Because we've been talking about them like crazy. All right. So you said, and this is again, this is. Is it Sportsian? Maybe. New King of the Hill's out. How do they update that?
So Hank left Arlen and has...
Wait, are you giving anything away by doing any of this? Or is
no.
it...
Okay. Oh, you can catch us in the promo. I mean, it's King of the Hill. It feels right. Like the old King of the Hill that you watched forever and a half of, you know, such a fish out of water type of thing of, you know, Hank Hill sees the world in this specific means.
Can I backtrack? Were you a Beavis and Butthead fan?
Yes.
Okay.
Still am. In fact, new season of that coming soon.
Did... Like, I was not a huge Beavis and Butthead fan. Like, I was like, okay, I thought it was old.
You can only handle so much of that.
By the way, you know, as crazy as Phelps is sometimes, He loves Beavis and Butthead.
Jeff has a very silly sense of humor.
And do you maybe it's, I don't know why it would be. We'll ask him on Monday when he comes back.
Yeah, Jeff has a very twisted sense of humor.
He does. And so, you know, you look at this, and then King of the Hill came out, and this is years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
God, man, it's been 30 years?
Yeah, it's got to be something close to that, because it hadn't been on the air for about, I think it was like 13 or something.
My wife and I used to watch it all, like, before we were even married. We'd sit and watch. By the way, happy birthday, honey. Thank you.
Today's congratulations. Yeah. Enjoy the bit.
Okay, what makes this new version of King of the Hill better?
Better? I don't know if I would say...
Or just what makes it different?
Yeah, I wouldn't say better. I would just say kind of... It's picking up where the old King of the Hill took off. Hank is, you know, back in Ireland, and the world has changed, and Bobby has grown up, and Connie has grown up, and, you know, Dale is still there. Boonhauer is still there. You know, Hank's now retired and trying to figure out the world now that he's retired from work and trying to find how to pass the time. And it's just an ever-changing world and a man looking around, not exactly understanding why things have changed. It's very fun. You know, in the same way that the old King of the Hill was an absolute blast, the new King of the Hill, if you were a fan of the old one, the new one fits right into it. And you'll enjoy it greatly.
All right, so
it's not a total nostalgia fest or anything like that either. It's just, it feels like here's a new season of King of the Hill.
They had to put some new voices in there, though, right?
Yeah, because guy that did Dale's voice passed away, the guy who, John Redcorn, passed away as well. And so they've had to kind of get some new voices in there on top of that. Dale's voice, you can tell, is different from, I think it was Johnny Hardwick, I think is his name.
Yeah.
His voice, you can tell, is different. I haven't ran into, I'm only like 6 episodes in. So, still getting through, but...
All right, what else are you binging right now?
Finished up the new season of Wednesday, the first 4 episodes of that.
I have not gotten into that at all.
It's very good.
All right.
If you like kind of the horror murder mystery with the Addams Family tinge in there, you'll enjoy it greatly. If you enjoyed the Addams Family and kind of like the mystery side of things too,
yeah.
Wednesday's perfect. Jenny Ortega is awesome as Wednesday, and Thing steals the show.
Mm.
Thing is great. Like, you get excited when you see the hand walk through and through the screen because things are going to get funny.
There was something else. Sunny. Sunny's
new
again.
New Sunny
I started
season.
Watching Sunny a little bit.
Have you been watching?
Are
you caught up?
Yeah, I've not watched this week. I'll watch this week's episode. I haven't had a chance to watch that yet.
Yeah, because they've been doing kind of what they did the last season where they're doing 2 in a row. You know, it turns into like the full hour of Sunny. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Like,
it's insane.
I feel like it's now become a little more hit or miss. Like, when it hits, it's fantastic. And then you'll get a clunker in between.
It is amazing how they can make a cake look like a person, though, isn't it?
That was the hardest I have laughed at that show in a while.
It was funny.
That was such a turn. Oh, my goodness. I was dying.
I heard Larry David's doing another new show.
Yeah, he's doing something history related.
Yeah, how funny could that be?
Oh, it's... I don't know.
I don't know.
I trust Larry David to make it funny. I mean, goodness, History of the World's outstanding. That the season that they did on Hulu, that became hit or miss. But the movie itself, at least the first 3 quarters of it, was really funny.
Do we even want to walk down the South Park road? I kind of don't. I'll be honest with you. I have not watched South Park in years. And I heard a lot of the things about the first one. I was like, I just want to see this. And I was like, wow.
Like,
there is nothing they won't torch.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the blowtorch trigger is permanently held down on that show and has been held down for the last 30 years.
It is unbelievable.
They'll blowtorch anything. It's fantastic. It's all up for grabs with that show. But I think that's it. I think that's all I'm watching right now. I can't really report back anything else.
I'm looking forward to it when Silo comes back. That was good. We're big Outlander fans. Guys, if you're looking for just something, if you're looking for good date night stuff, Outlander rocks. It rocks from every perspective. Like, if you're just, especially if you're not looking for like gigantic humor, like I could sit there and watch idiot shows all day long, but the best date night show you could ever watch, Outlander. Like, there's like a spinoff now. So there's a new one. So the second part of Outlander's coming out, and then there's another show called Blood in My Blood coming out. So... Like, I can't believe that I even know some of this stuff, and I'm just giving you recommendations, man. You want to? There are days when you want to buy flowers. Start watching that with them, and you'll be like, oh, you'll be like, Damn, Baskin was right.
And I'm through the first half of Happy Gilmore, too. And I had
God, you haven't watched the whole movie?
No, I still haven't watched the whole movie. I'll get there.
It's the best thing to happen to golf since Tiger Woods.
Well, I heard the same thing about that Owen Wilson show that I can't remember right now.
It's not Divot. It's
something along those lines. I can't think of it right now. But
all right, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back. Daryl Ryder's going to get us up to speed on tonight's game. Baskin, Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.